The week Wednesday. It's cold out there this morning. Getting the kids to the bus stop. 36 degrees in Toms River. Let's get the latest news headlines. Eric Scott's got them for you.
Thanks, Sean. Here's the latest. Two-thirds of Ocean County experiencing extreme drought conditions. The entire state in severe drought. State officials are expected to announce mandatory water restrictions today. These extremely dry conditions have led to multiple wildfires burning across New Jersey. The police chief in Englishtown has been suspended without pay. Arrested on multiple charges, Chief Peter Cook Jr. charged with computer theft and conspiracy to commit shoplifting from a local grocery store. President-elect Trump returns to the White House today. He's scheduled to meet with President Joe Biden and then with congressional Republicans to talk about his priorities when he's sworn in January. Chicken salad sold at area Wegmans stores is being recalled this morning. The store says food labels do not declare all ingredients and could trigger allergies in people with sensitivity to eggs. Stay tuned to the Town Square New Jersey Info and Weather Network on WOBM for more updates. I'm Eric Scott. Now here's Dan Zero with Shore Weather.
Okay, it feels like November now. Actually, today's temperatures will trend about 5 degrees below normal for this time of year, despite sunny skies. Highs this afternoon only reaching about 49 degrees. Bundle up a little bit. Some clouds will roll in late tonight. It'll be cold again, low 34. Tomorrow, cloudy and cool, high of 48 with a chance of a late day sprinkle. We'll jump back to 55 degrees on Friday as skies flip back to sunshine. From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
All right, thanks a lot, Dan. As we said, getting the kids out to school, 35 and brick this morning. It is a lot of sun, but cold.
It sure is. Hey, we want to say good morning to Marty and Bob on their way to work this morning. Thanks, guys, for listening.